Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Your Word Really Your Bond? As many of you know, the sum and focus of every post I write and podcast I deliver on the Little Things Matter blog is about helping you become the person you need to be to achieve your goals and live the life you desire. The stories told, daily lessons posted, and life experiences shared are all about helping you grow in every area of your personal and professional life. In today's lesson, I want to bring attention to one of the core elements of your character, being a person of your word. There are very few subjects more important than your personal character. Being known as a person who honors your word is as simple as doing what you said you would do when you said you would do it. In short, honoring your word plays a powerful role in how you are viewed by others. In the longer term, it also plays a large part in how you view yourself. And quite frankly, it dictates whether you are a person who is respected and accepted or disrespected and scorned. It's ironic that although nearly everyone will admit to value and the importance of keeping your word, fewer and fewer people actually do it. As a result, when I see people who consistently live up to their commitments, my respect for them soars. While honoring your word does include big things like marriage and business agreements, it also includes the little things you say you will do, such as calling when you said you would, remembering to let your neighbor's pet in as you promised, and getting the report turned in on time. Just as there are benefits to doing what you say you will, there are repercussions when you don't. When we allow ourselves to back out of our commitments, it usually results in guilt and time wasted in our attempt to avoid those we've let down. I've learned it takes more time and emotional energy to circumvent or repair a damaged relationship when we've avoided a commitment than it does to keep it. Undoubtedly, there have been and will continue to be times when you agree to do something that you later regret. However, once you've agreed to do something, don't back out or procrastinate. Don't hope the other party will forget or wait for them to remind you. When you have given your word that you will do something, you must do it and do it when it is expected. After you have fulfilled your obligation, however painful, learn from the experience. Why was it so hard to follow through? Was it a matter of time, or were you ill-equipped in the first place? Whatever the reason, figure it out and know it should be a factor that will play a role the next time you're asked to do something similar. Not only is living up to your commitments vital in building the trust and respect of others, but it's critical in building your own self-respect. Whether you realize it or not, when you fall back on your promises, it erodes your self-image and self-esteem. Think of the last commitment you failed to fulfill. How did this experience make you feel about yourself? Becoming a person whose word can be trusted and relied upon boils down to a few basic things. First, think before you commit. With very few exceptions, you don't have to immediately say yes or no to a request. Take an hour, an evening, or a day to think it through. Consider all that's involved and decide whether or not it's something that you're willing to commit your time and energy to. If not, politely decline. And second, once you've given your word, don't give yourself the option to back out. I have asked myself hundreds of times, what was I thinking when I made a commitment? When this happens, I muster everything I have to uphold my end of the bargain. I do that because I feel so strongly that honoring my word is essential to who I am. It's one of my core values. As a result, I am very careful with the commitments that I make. Here's my challenge to you. Starting today, become a person who lives up to your word and does what you say you will, even when circumstances change. Next, uphold your word with a good attitude. Remember, it was you that said yes in the first place. Let me ask a question. Do you have any unfulfilled commitments? If so, do them now. You'll feel better. And finally, take every opportunity to learn from your commitments so that you can make better decisions in the future. And remember, keeping your word is one of the most effective ways to earn the respect of others and build a solid reputation, both personally and professionally.